In the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League, Hawley First Eleven's match was curtailed by 12 overs, and after restricting Wallington to 138 for 9 with the wickets shared around, Hawley's lack of confidence with the bat was once again their downfall. They lost their first 3 wickets for 16 runs, and only Richard Waddington with 23 and Rob Woodward, 22 not out, managed a score in the Hawley total of 94. Hawley are away to Effingham this Saturday. Hawley seconds kept Roehampton down to 165 thanks to Matt Puttick's 5-4-25, but 27 from Dale Elliott was the only knock of note in Hawley's 98 all-out. Caterham next for Hawley twos. While Leah Lane for Surrey under 11 girls and Udit Molanguri for Sussex under 11s enjoyed some bowling success with the counties, in the league Hawley 11s fell just 5 runs short of a much-needed win against Merstham. In another local derby, Hawley under 10s blocked the last ball to beat the Priory Llamas by just 1 run in a pairs match, and the under 9s at Hawley had a big win by 40 runs against Newdigate. At Newdigate, the Newdigate Bobs played their first match in the under 19 NatWest T20 competition. This was against Horsley and Send Hurricanes. They bowled first on a drying pitch, and the wickets were shared between 6 bowlers as the Hurricanes ran up 129 for 8 in a carnival atmosphere with music heralding boundaries and wickets. But after 8 overs and 2 balls of the Newdigate reply, the heavens opened and the match was abandoned in favour of the Hurricanes on run rate. South Nutfield in the Surrey Downs Division 1 suffered a complete Saturday washout, all sides no play. Meanwhile, in the Premier Division of the Surrey Championship, Reigate Priory were again frustrated by the rain, having reached 59 for 3 at Ashted. Sunbury rejoined the Llamas on 139 points at the top of the table, and Normandy are now third on 127. Merstham got away with the weather on Saturday in the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League Division 1 to go second to Merrow. The gap's now 22 points. There was a nail-biting victory for Merstham at Godalming with an 8th wicket partnership of 70 between skipper Navid Saeed and Ed Dawson to rescue Merstham from 114 for 7, chasing Godalming's 192 for 7. Suleiman Yunus took 4 for 47 in Godalming's innings, but in spite of 4 good starts, no Merstham batsman went on to make a big score, and there were 2 mini collapses. Then Dawson and Saeed spent 20 overs together. Dawson made 54, and then Suleiman Yunus, fresh from his success with the ball, came in with 9 runs needed to strike 2 twos and a 6 to win the game off the penultimate ball. Merstham host third-placed Lingfield, who are 18 points behind this coming Saturday. Last Saturday at Merstham, the second, third and fourth team games were all abandoned because of rain. South Nutfield may have been washed out, but in Surrey Downs Division 1, Salford's completed their match with North Holmwood in spite of a rain delay. Salford's lost for their pains by 7 wickets. Holmwood chose to bowl, only Tony Palmer with 43 not out got past 25, as Salford's reached 139 for 9. In the reply, Graham Stewart removed both openers early, but Holmwood made light work of reaching their target for the loss of only 1 more wicket. If you'd like a mention for your club, its results, its reports, its news in this little roundup on a Wednesday afternoon on Susie 103.4, do feel free to get in touch with me, david.jay@susieradio.com. And here's the big announcement. From now on, we're not just talking about Wednesday afternoons. This coming Thursday night, that's tomorrow week, the 14th, between 7 and 9 p.m, Susie Radio will be running its first ever evening cricket show. 2 guests, possibly 3. Tim Bowling co-presenting with yours truly. And a title to be announced very soon.